point here in your first home game as Gillingham head coach. How did you enjoy the occasion?
Obviously, great reception I had from the fans. Obviously, yeah, they were great as usual. A little bit frustrated, really, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, going in 1-0 up at half time and coming out, I didn't think it was on our front foot. I think, especially from the back, we kept going deeper and deeper and not on our front foot in their faces more. But and I thought they dictated play more second half than we did.
They had chances at the end to nick it too.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, you're not wrong there. There's fingers and toes across when the ball went across and the lead hit the post. But the effort and everything else was fantastic. I think the fans can see the effort was there. Cody had a chance first half, obviously, when he was clean through. Desi had a great finish, obviously, when it was with his took his goal very well. Yeah, from the throw-ins, obviously, looked dangerous from the throw-ins as well. So that was first half. Second half, like I said, I was just disappointed in the way we just went on our back foot more than on our front foot second half, when I thought we had chances maybe to do better.
Because you did it, the whooper, a couple of times, didn't you, with Dak's free kick and then Ema's effort as well?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a fairly open game. I'm not a fan of fairly open games, to be fair, but I thought Dakie and Cody played really well together. I thought they caused me a lot of trouble, especially first half. We got the ball down in better places, but I still think we can do that better. We've got to be more brave on the ball. I know the pitch is lively today. To be fair, I'm not complaining about the pitch with the frost we've had the last 2 weeks, but it was bumpy and everything, but I'm not blaming that, but it was difficult to get the ball down and play in good areas. But other than that, it was... It's a point. There's another point on the board. 1-3, don't get me wrong, 1-3, but it's a point.
Are you pleased with the way that your team is developing and growing under your stewardship? You've had them a couple of weeks now. You feel like they took a bit of belief on from that result?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the result last week took a lot of belief on, and obviously we got a point today. Obviously, we all wanted 3 points, obviously, obviously being 1-0 up. But then again, we could have lost it in the second half. But you've got to give them credit as well. I thought they were a decent side. They're on a bit of a high, to be fair. They've won the last two or three games, too, and they're in confident mood. But let's be positive, and it's a point gained.
You've got a goalkeeper who's in cracking form at the moment, haven't you?
He is, yes. Nels is doing really well, to be fair. Like I said, he must be feeling 10 foot tall at the moment. I said that before the game, because obviously he'd done so well at Sheffield United. And today he'd done two or three good saves again. And I thought his distribution was very good. I know a couple of times first half he tried to be too precise and he kicked that out. But other than that, I thought he had a very good game.
That one from Ladapo as well, when he smashed it in from close range, that was a phenomenal stop.
Yeah, great reflexes. But he's a very good shot stopper. Very good shot stopper. But again, we should stop that. We should stop the source in the first place. And that's what we've got to work on. We've got to work on hard. We've got to work on that very hard in training for the next week and then move on to another big game at Bradford.